This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go. Let's go, Gordo. What do you say?
McFarlane.
Andy, what do you say? Jake, what do you say?
McFarlane!
Oh, that's a good one.
That's
a great one. All right. I'm Rob Radford. This is the Baseball is a Boring Show. And I also will scream McFarlane from the mountaintops. Every time I get a chance, we appreciate them. We appreciate you guys, Gordo and Sammy of Play Tessie Podcast, hustling down, doing 4440s to get here. Appreciate it. And by the way, can I just say, run to home base participants, I did it a couple times. Just happened at Fenway Park. Huge, huge, huge shout out to everybody who participated and also the event as a whole. If you listen to the speeches given about the soldiers and the cause and all of it, it's so impactful. So thank you for everybody who participated. And what a glorious day to do it. Oh, my goodness. Right?
Beautiful day.
Yay, baseball.
It's hot, but not too hot. A little bit of a breeze.
Oh, I would. Take it. Yeah, I am the master of overdressing. So I'm like looking at the weather. I'm like, I'm going to overdress. I'm not overdressed. I feel just, yesterday was disgusting.
Wait, overdressed like too many layers overdressed?
Yeah, I like to like have a pullover. Just, I don't like, you know, I want to show my tattoo just for an exclusive club of people.
It's true, it pokes out.
You're talking style.
Yeah, thank you. Save that. Yes, it's my baseball's and boring tattoo, everybody knows. And apropos, the Dodgers are in town, which were the people here, a lot of the people here for the Dodgers were responsible for me getting this baseball's and boring tattoo. That's a fact.
That's so true. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah,
you have a lot of people to thank.
A lot of people. I went around the clubhouse yesterday. I thanked everybody.
Did you actually?
No.
Oh, you should have.
There's actually like half a fraction of the people here who were there for the Dodgers because of all these injuries. But yes, I had got this tattoo in case people don't know. I'm sure they know by now. By the way, 617-779-7937 to join the conversation. There's plenty of conversation to join. That I said to Joe Kelly, the godfather, the co-author, the co-founder of Baseballs and Boring, another reason why we're sitting here today is I said, if you win the World Series, will you get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo with me? And he says, yes. I go out to L.A. They win the World Series. Boom. We get the tattoos. And it's in large part because of the fine folks in those Dodgers uniforms. But fellas, that's in the past. We're talking
Wait,
about.
Wait, can I ask you one more question about that? About
you
the
can
tattoos?
Ask me as many questions as you like.
Okay. So it just occurred to me as you're talking right now, because you've gotten a lot of other people to commit to getting baseball tattoos.
If Alex Cora, Sammy.
Yep. I'll get one. If the Red Sox.
Gordo. No, you can't because you can't be buried, right?
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
I already forfeited.
Did you get Brian Abraham to like maybe?
Brian Abraham, who's on it at 2 o'clock, by the way, Dreammaker Farm Director. I'm going to ask him. Like, so I want to get into the Peyton Tolley thing. I texted you guys about Peyton Tolley. We were in the Red Sox clubhouse yesterday, and there was a spirited debate with me and Christopher Smith, Mass Live, and everybody about Peyton Tolley. It has to do with the trade deadline, which is going to be the majority of this show. But anyway, Brian Abraham, Dreammaker/Farm Director, on it too, and also has agreed to get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo.
Let me ask you a question about the
Mickey Moniak, who once he gets traded from the Rockies, he will also win a World Series with
He's
somebody.
Getting the tattoo?
He's getting a tattoo.
Wow.
Dylan Cease is a maybe. He may be a Red Sox, so who knows? There's a lot of guys, but go ahead.
My question is, so you agreed with Joe Kelly to get the tattoo together. If one of these people who has agreed to get the tattoo, if they win the World Series and they have to get the tattoo, are you getting another
no.
one with them?
No. That's the glorious thing about this, is that the guy who gave us the tattoo, as you guys know, is Mr. Cartoon, who is probably the preeminent tattoo artist in the entire world, also on the Modelo commercial. He only does tattoos for celebrities. Go look up his Wikipedia page. Beyonce, Eminem, whoever, Brad Pitt, whoever it is.
What's his name? What'd you say his name?
Mr. Cartoon.
What would be the baseball equivalent to Mr. Cartoon?
Shohei Ohtani.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who you need to thank today for getting that.
I will. I'll go up to him and say, thank you. Here's a sticker. I'm sure that's exactly what he wants. But it's, if you said, so in other words, if you say, hey, I got a chance to meet one player. I don't know. I use it this way. If someone was going to write a story about you, right? And you're like the best writer of all time besides myself. Who would it be? Who would it be? If you could have one person write a story about you, who would it be?
Oh, I was going to say Rob Bradford, but now.
No.
Yeah, now I don't. I don't know.
Whatever. But point is that once
you're acting like I read books.
We can't read.
Yeah. Once you have that story written about it, you aren't going to get another story. That's it. I'm not going to get another tattoo because I got the best, right?
But you can't get one on your leg.
No, I got this tattoo. This is it.
It.
This is it.
I'm not agreed to do it.
I understand tattoos and ice cream machines, the gateway drugs, right? I understand that. But still, I'm not getting another tattoo. These people have agreed to get the tattoos independently. And also, to come back to, this great game of baseball that we're going on at Fenway Park today at, what is it,
7:15.
Monaco and Sean McDonough on the call.
Nope, Monaco and Will.
Oh, Monaco and Will. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sean McDonough, just one game.
Just
huh?
One and done.
One and done. All right, Monaco and Will. Who is the Ken Laird? Who is the pregame? Joe Weil
in the pregame.
All right. Joe Weil. All right. Leading up to that, and then we have the Travis Thomas experience after us. But it is, we talked about last night's game, and honestly, last night's game was sort of a sad trombone. Now it's still all about trade deadline. It's still all about, can they actually, is this an aberration? Are they actually going to score runs? What can we take away? How do we feel about this team? All of these things. Last night, it's sort of like, if they lost that last game in Philly, people say, well, that changed your tone for the trade deadline. I'm like, no, it is what it is. And just like last night, that did nothing for me either way, other than make you feel maybe you might need another bat. Maybe. So you guys tell me once again, and people can join the conversation. I see everybody lining up. Baseball is a boring show. 617-779-7937. You guys tell me. Do you feel any different at all? And how is a two-part question. Do you feel any different after last night? / how do you feel heading into the trade deadline? Gordo first.
Well, when you ask if I feel different, if you're asking if I feel different about what their approach at the trade deadline should be, no.
No.
Do I feel different?
I'm just
about
when
team?
You woke up this morning, did you feel any different than when you woke up yesterday?
No, not really, because I've been a little bit worried. I mean, they haven't been playing good ball. They haven't been scoring runs. They've scored two or fewer in five of their seven games since the All-Star break. And it's really hard to ignore their history of struggling after All-Star breaks in the last half decade. So yeah, until you see them start to score more runs, and it's not like some game-changing bat is about to walk through that door and change the
lineup. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, we'll
who knows?
We'll
All right.
Who's available? Who are they going to trade for?
Well,
Gino.
This is in my answer.
All right.
Okay, let's hear Sammy.
Go, Sammy.
No, I do not feel any differently about the Red Sox. I've thought that this team has a good, not great offense all season long. They go hot, they go cold. Right now, they're cold.
Yeah.
Therefore, I still want them to acquire Ryan O'Hearn. That's my guy.
That's
my target. It just reminds me so much of the 2018 first base platoon with Moreland and Pierce. I think that would be great. O'Hearn and Romy just makes the lineup a little bit stronger. Get rid of some of that inconsistency that frustrates Gordo.
I like that. I'm on board with your plans.
And it's not going to be crazy expensive. He's a rental.
Can I just also say this about the trade deadline? And I touched on a little bit in the crossover with Ken and Curtis, which is, and I've been saying this, is that they are more motivated than they ever have been. I don't think that's undeniable. And by the way, we have an exclusive sound promoting that or pushing that narrative along from the first on the record interview done with John Henry and
with the Boston media, with the Boston, with the, Boston media. With the Red Sox beat, right?
Yeah, with that, his voice, his voice being heard on a by a Boston reporter slash podcast slash radio show slash whatever you want to go. It was an interview on the record interview where it met just me and John Henry, just two guys chopping it up,
talking ball,
right at the bottom of the steps of the dugout. Just hey, he said, you want to talk some ball? Let's talk some ball. Anything, what, anything you want to ask?
All on the table.
It's all
on, talk ball.
It's all on the table. After the break, I'm going to play you that sound. But my point is that I do feel like they understand that they're more motivated.
And they should be.
They should. That's my point.
Motivated.
Hold on. I'm not talking about Joe Ryan motivated. Like, it's like.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Let's not get this twisted. Okay? I'm not saying they're going to be doing stuff like. I still don't think they're getting Joe Ryan.
Me neither.
I think they're more motivated than giving up a bunch of guys you're going to lose in the Rule 5 draft anyway. Like that, like last year, right? Like guys that they weren't going to be on the roster. That was what that last year was.
Their motivation should be a step.
Their motivation is getting going down the road, continuing to go down the road that they've kind of already gone down is showing that they can be uncomfortable. Uncomfortable Crochet, uncomfortable Bregman, uncomfortable with Devers. Like, okay, you're willing to get uncomfortable. Now – this is where they weren't willing to get uncomfortable at the previous deadlines.
Well, you pushed in chips this time. Like, you pushed in
that's
chips.
That's my point.
Money and prospects
right.
in the offseason.
But
they didn't do that.
But they also, there isn't, and you guys, they're also more so than the previous years, I feel like, that you are in a state where you feel like if you get certain things, then you can legitimately call yourself a playoff contending team.
Right, and those certain things are not crazy acquisitions.
No, and right.
Possibility.
Yeah. Right. And
it doesn't need to be a Joe Ryan team.
No, we all
that
understand
point.
That starting pitching is the hardest thing to get. Premier, like a guy who can pitch, this is what they say they want to prioritize, a guy who can pitch in the postseason as a starter pitcher. Okay, fine. That's really hard to get. But you can get him, and it doesn't have to be Joe Ryan. It doesn't. It can be a rental. We could go down the list of names. There are guys, even like a guy like Mitch Keller, right? And everyone craps on Mitch Keller every time his name is brought up on the station in the last 24, 48 hours. Because I don't think anyone knows who Mitch Keller is. He's a playoff pitcher. He is.
He's a playoff pitcher. He'll give you 200 innings a year. Decent amount of ground balls. Like, this is not a bad pitcher. We have him for a while.
Can I give you my problem with the Mitch Keller thing?
Oh, yeah?
He's a good pitcher. But if you get Mitch Keller, he's under control. If you get him, you're committing to him as your number two.
No, you're not. You're committing to him as a pitcher.
You're committing
to him as a part of a reliable part of the rotation.
Okay, but Rob, think about it. If you have Mitch Keller, he's locked up next year. You've got Crochet locked up next year. You've got Bale locked up next year. If Giolito doesn't hit the innings, which I think is very close right now, he's going to be here next year. And you've got Kyle Harrison. You've got Tanner Houck. You got Cutter Crawford.
Oh, see, you're falling in the trap.
No, but what I'm saying is if you get Mitch Keller, you're not going to go out and then trade again for Joe Ryan.
I feel like this is too far down the
road. You're not going to sign Dylan.
You just need good pitchers.
Yeah, dude.
Like, get good pitchers, and then someone will – I think Peyton Tolley could emerge.
Oh,
Peyton Tolley's another one.
All right.
But do you really see them trading for Mitch Keller and then shelling out $100-plus million for a starting pitcher?
How valuable is it to have a guy as your number three starter – who you know is going to be really good, or at least good, reliable, who is going to give you innings? There is something to be said for that.
Of course,
right?
Yeah, 100%.
Right? And so
he would really help you.
And all these other guys, fine. If you have other guys with bigger upside that come along, you figure it out, Gordo. You figure it out. All I'm saying, and Mitch, I'm not going to make this into the Mitch Keller 3 hours, although we could if you want.
Talk Mitch.
Because he does have a Baseballs and Boring shirt, as does David Bednar, who Fitzy brought up.
Oh, there you go.
And I'm like, Fitzy, man, you might have actually hit the sweet spot here, David Bednar. That's not a bad one. And we're going to surface all these names. But my point is that you can get those guys, and it doesn't have to be Joe Ryan. There are still guys to get, and there's some of these guys that they might trade for, and people will crap on. People will say, oh, that's it? That's all you did? And next thing you know, and I'll give you the example of how, you know, number one, how hard it is to get guys, and number two, how the narrative can change in a hurry. It's Nathan Eovaldi in 2018. Think about that.
Yep.
The shock and awe that is Dave Dombrowski. He was looking for that starting pitcher, and all he could get was Nathan Eovaldi.
And the fan sentiment was very negative.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it was not a – it felt like he was this is a team that could go win the World Series, and you're getting like a
Nathan Evald, that
two
was
Tommy
it.
John surgeries,
and there were
yeah,
people
fresh off that,
and
yeah.
there were people in the front office who was like, we shouldn't do that, we shouldn't give up Jalen Beeks. There was people, I'm serious.
No, I know it just sounds funny nowadays for Evald,
right? But people were across the board. It wasn't like you said, oh, okay, you solved the problem. That was the thing, is that Dave Dombrowski, the guy who you would trust above all other guys to say, hey, I don't care about the prospects and let's just get the guy. He all he could get was Nathan Eovaldi. And that is the problem. Although this year, as we have done the exercise, as you guys have done the exercise with all these starting pitchers, there's a lot of guys to get. You can get guys for reasonable prices, like reasonable in my world. In their world, they're like, oh, we don't want to give up whoever, Brandon Clark, or we don't want to give up what. Okay, fine. I'll say it again. I did the exercise the last 2 years, guys. And over 30-something trades, only two guys who were traded, who were guys that teams was like, oh, I want to throw up all over myself that we traded those guys.
Oh, yeah, look at the top 100 prospects list. They never get moved.
Cole Reagans and Kyle Stowers. That was
right. Oh, Kyle Stowers. Well,
Rob,
that's a good one.
How many starting – you said there's a lot of starting pitchers. Are you talking about controllable guys and rentals? Because there's a lot of those guys –
controllable and rentals.
Like, they're quote-unquote – like, I feel like the best guys that are available are all these controllable guys who it's like, yeah, they're listening, but in the end, how often
I don't care about those
guys.
I don't care.
Rentals, it's
like if
it's shallow.
Okay, I'll give you a name that just popped up that the Cubs are interested in. Adrian Hauser.
Yeah. Oh, we've talked about him on play.
Right.
Yeah.
Pitching well.
Right. Adrian Hauser has done nothing but pitch well this year. Nothing but pitch well.
Decent track record as well. Like, he's had some
When they traded for him, this is going to be the problem, the perception problem that Red Sox run into. Because if they go out and they trade for Adrian Hauser, there a lot of people who are sort of following this tangentially, it's like, oh, that's it? Yep. That's it? That's the only pitcher you're going to get?
The way I'm looking at this Red Sox deadline, I just want a guy that can get them to the playoffs. I don't need that long-term.
No, you want a guy who's going to pitch in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get them to the playoffs and pitch in the playoffs.
Yes.
I mean, excuse me.
Let me give you the list of rentals that I feel like the fan base, if the Red Sox.
Wait, hold that thought.
Okay.
We got to take a break.
Let's do it.
I want to remind everyone, we're at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, and it's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. In the Ford Summer Sales event, hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. All right, so after the break, we can get to all your calls. Gordo's going to talk about the list of pitchers that he wants. We're also going to get into the very, very controversial Peyton Tolley conversation because, and I'll give you a hint of this, is that I had proclaimed on the radio, I said there isn't a player in the minor league system. They're at the spot where you say, oh, you can't trade him. Where before that wasn't the case. There's been plenty of times that hasn't been the case. Devers and you know, certainly Roman Anthony and Marcelo Myers, these guys. Like, but right now, I made the proclamation that there isn't anyone in the Red Sox farm system which I wouldn't trade. That doesn't mean give them away, but wouldn't trade. And Peyton Tolley's name is brought up, and it sparked a spirited conversation, one which we will continue. So there's a lot to get to, including the exclusive John Henry interview.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, but right now we're going to try.
Okay, go over.
Protect the palace.
Did they do the march down Lansdowne Street yesterday like they did before? Like 2 years ago? No?
You're right. Talking about where the street was just packed with all Dodgers fans?
That would be the march down Lansdowne.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dodgers fans, yeah. Yeah. No, you don't know?
No.
All right. Anyway, 617-779-7937. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring program at BB Isn't Boring. On with the Play Tessie guys, Gordo and Sammy at Play Tessie. All at the Red Hot Podcast. We love this conversation. We love this world that we live in. Thank you guys for being you. Thank you for being you.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Which is exactly what I said to John Henry when he just said, come on over. Come on. He summoned me from across the field.
He had a couple of beers. He just wanted to. He wanted someone to enjoy it with.
I want to talk some baseball. You know, like, listen, it's just ask me a question. It's been a long time since anyone's asked me a question on the record.
It's like, I miss you, Rob.
I'm like, all right.
Sounds like John Henry.
I know that you've been taking a lot of heat from Chris Cotillo, saying it's been, you know, a long time since you like talked to the media. I know it's been a long time and we have to reset. It's like the warehouse thing, no accidents in X amount of days, yep. Right? Mm. So we have to reset that to zero. How many days has it been since John Henry talked to a media member on the record? Zero. Here's proof right here.
The first, just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing. So. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
That was incredible.
Can we pick? All right. I always love to get thoughts and analysis off of interviews.
Yeah,
we can tell he's locked in.
I'm going to ask Sammy. I'm going to get to the calls. I see you all lined up, and everybody on the lines. They can weigh in on the interview as well. But before I go to Gordo and Sammy and get your take, just so you can soak it in again, let's play the exclusive interview
a long time.
With John Henry one more time.
The first, just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing. So.
Yes.
Interesting. Let's talk more. I'm sorry. I have to go interview Dalton Rushing on the other side of the field. Sorry. All right, Gordo, what's your takeaway from that?
My takeaway is that he is about to greenlight a trade for Joe Ryan. That is what those words mean.
It was weird. As he was talking, he held up a Joe Ryan baseball card. It was weird.
That's unbelievable.
By the way, all of this may or may not be true. Sammy, how about you?
Oh, my God. His enthusiasm was just, you could feel it.
It's good to hear his voice again, though.
Yeah.
Isn't it good to hear his voice again?
I guess.
I feel like I haven't heard his voice since baseball players were expensive.
You know, Jacob, one more time, please.
Yes, gotta hear it.
Let's hear
first,
it.
First, just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing. So. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe we wasted all this time.
Every time we play that, all I hear is myself going, interesting.
That is fascinating.
That is great. All right. Well, listen, we reacted to it. Now I want the people to react to it. And there's no better person to react to it than Jeff from Watertown. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Good to hear from you.
That's an outstanding interview.
My goodness, right? Wasn't it good to hear his voice?
Well, you know, I mentioned these before, but when I was in Florida visiting my parents in the 90s when he bought – the Marlins, and he was on the radio for an hour, like a two. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sitting by the pool, and I was like in love with John Henry by the end of that interview. I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great if a guy like this owned the Red Sox? Like I just, and I thought how impossible it would be. And then he comes to the Red Sox, and everything happens, and I feel great. Now he just sounds to me like somebody's propped him up in front of a teleprompter, and he can get two words out, and that's about it.
Well, Jeff, what's weird is that, like, he does, like, he talks to people. Like, did before I had that exclusive interview with him. Yeah. He was talking to people. He's talking to Carrabas for a while, and he's talking to other people, the draft picks, and other people, and he's talked to us down in spring training, just talking, but he's like, hey, would you mind, like, being interviewed? And he does just, this has like gone out of his repertoire. It's just left, and it's a bigger conversation about that, but still, like, my focus is the here and the now, which is we have this exclusive interview and we have to say, what does it all mean?
And he has faith.
Here's my takeaway, Jeff. Greg Breslow's not going to get fired. There you go. He has faith in him.
Boom.
He didn't say that about Dave Dombrowski back. Well, last time I interviewed him in late June in London. Anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
That's very true. You made the point then that maybe we shouldn't have brought back all these players.
Oh, unbelievable.
He seemed to be signaling that he was unhappy with Dombrowski. But, you know, Rob, I hope you're right. You know, the thing that – and we talk about this all the time. Prior to, like, 2020, I guess, you know, I would be so excited right now because this is a team that clearly – you know, you can identify what it needs. I do think we need another bat to complement Gonzalez at first base. You know, we need a starting pitcher. You can always help a little bit. You know, but to me, like, this is a very clear, like, oh, this is when the Red Sox go out and get what they need. And up until 2020, I believe they would, and I couldn't wait. You know, now I'm still, like, I would not be shocked if nothing much happens. I mean, I know, you know, they should be more motivated. You know, that's what I want to hear. I want to believe you. But, you know, the record was similar last year, and they didn't do much. The year before, they didn't. In 2021, you know, the needs were just as clear, you know, and they got somebody they needed, but who wasn't going to be available for a month, and they fell out of first place in the time being. So, until they make a deal, I'm not going to believe it until I see it. That's just unfortunately.
No, I mean, and honestly, that's fair. I think that what's intriguing, Jeff, I guess, is that you have where we didn't have evidence of them getting uncomfortable, right? Like we talked about that for, you know, plenty of shows, plenty of days, plenty of months, and a couple of years. But at least whether it's the Crochet, the Bregman, or certainly the Devers thing, they're willing to get uncomfortable. And now it's that's what you have to do at the deadline. I'll come back to the Brandon Gomes clip where he said Brandon Gomes, the GM and Fall River guy, GM of the Dodgers, where they make all the moves in the offseason so they don't have to pay 2X or 3X at the deadline. Everyone knows that's your lot in life now, but you also have to remember how awesome it is to win a World Series.
Well, and we always talk about the value of the season in front of you. Like, that's the thing that I feel like they lost sight of, that it's, you know, you're here for the season. You set yourself up for the season. You're trying to compete for the season. And when you have clear needs and you have the ability to go out and fill those needs, you got to do it. It's not about next year or the year after at this point. You got to do it. And until they do that, I'm skeptical.
All right. I look forward to talking to you next week, Jeff. All right.
I can't wait till next week.
It's going to be great, one way or the other. All right, Josh in New Hampshire. Hey, Josh, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, Bradfo?
Good, good.
McFarland.
Oh, thank you.
Beast.
No, you guys rock. Seriously, I called to make a quick Duran point. You know, I see the value in trading Duran. We all get it and everything, but Ken brought up a good point earlier that I wanted to tell them about that was, you know, do whatever you can this year, stock up for next year. Like, if, you know, however this year works out, you know, cool. But like, if we could aim for next year with like these people that, you know, this team that we got, the core, everything, the young kids and everything, keep Duran, you know, he's going through like a bit of a slump, but like, he's a valuable player to have, you know, as a person and also as a player, you know, to begin with. And I know, like, I'm romanticizing it, you know, the whole Duran thing, but like, you know, that's our guy. You know, that's like, who's been our guy since like Bogarts left or Mookie left, you know, like, Yeah.
No, it sounds like Allison talking about Xander Bogaerts. Yeah. But it's point well taken. Josh, honestly, it's point well taken about Duran, because I've said this before, where you talk to the players, they understand, like, if Duran is getting dealt, if he gets dealt, there is a ton of damage control in that clubhouse. There is.
Yeah, and you brought that up last week. Yeah, exactly.
Rob, I have a question for you. Are you of the belief that the Red Sox have to move an outfielder?
No, not now.
Not with Marcelo.
No, not now. Not now.
But what about before Marcelo went down?
I'll explain in a second. But Josh, anything else real quick?
And real quick, honestly, like, if we could add, like, you know, we've been talking about it for a while. If we could add a right-handed bat and, like, a good pitcher to this thing, we could take it.
All right, thank you.
There you go.
So, but here's my thinking about Duran, right, about do you have to trade him now? No, you don't. And I know that they say these things have a way of figuring themselves or whatever, but you do have to protect yourself in some way. And here's the problem, guys, is that if you trade Duran and something happens – you have no backup plan.
Yeah, you're cooked.
I mean, there isn't.
Talking about if an outfielder goes down with an injury.
Right. Exactly. There isn't a backup plan.
Is that a fair way to operate? Like, why? I understand it's worth thinking about.
But it's also, think about when, go back to 2018. They had a lot of players, and they didn't have necessarily that many positions. Mm-hmm. You know, where you had Brock Holt and Ian Kinsler, Eduardo Nunez and Devers. Like, you had players, and so there's ways of bobbing and weaving your way through that, which they did during the 10-game win streak, and also Duran represents a skill set, I think, that is very, very hard to get when he's going good. I mean, so
that's true.
I think the more, and I've had to sort of tie myself in the knots thinking this way, because I'm like, oh, well, he's the guy that you go get used to go get the pitcher, but if you are talking about the here and the now compared to, well, you get to the offseason, that's a different thing. Mm-hmm. You can trade them. You're going to have to trade somebody. That's fine. You know what? Easier. I don't know if you know this. They don't play baseball in the offseason.
Correct.
Thank you.
I think it's a lot easier to trade a guy that you are a bit concerned about how the clubhouse will take it. I think that's much easier in the offseason, which is why when we look at the trade deadline and digest. Moving,
well, everyone leaves. I mean, Walker Buehl is a popular guy in the clubhouse, and he's probably going to leave.
Yeah, it's less of a shock when you're removed from it. But yeah, I agree with Gordo. I hate Rafaela playing second base, but I guess you don't have to move an outfielder anymore. With
the Meyer thing hurts, man.
Stinks. Yeah, that's big. Hopefully it's just, 10 days is right now, but we don't.
It feels bad.
It feels bad, yeah.
The fact that Cora wouldn't elaborate on it at all.
Bad vibe.
I don't like to. I don't like to guess on injuries.
We won't speculate.
Like, when I woke up feeling crappy this morning, like, I didn't like to guess on it. I just said, let's see where the day takes me. And here I am.
You feel way better.
Yeah. 3 5-hour energies later, I feel great.
Talking ball.
Talk ball
with John Henry yesterday. Talk ball with us today.
Brian in New London. We'll replay that interview a little bit later. Brian in New London. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So I haven't Googled it or anything, but whatever happened to Josh Witkowski? Did he get traded or is he injured?
He's injured, part of the organization. Yeah, no, injured, part of the organization. And you guys are looking at me like, yeah, what did happen to Josh Witkowski?
Isn't he on like the minor league 60 day or something?
No,
he got called up and then got put on the major league.
Well, that was that Zach Kelly?
No, it was Winkowski. That was both. But Winkowski, they needed a roster spot, and so they.
Yeah, I don't think Josh Winkowski is going to be your trade deadline acquisition.
Nor should he be if he were healthy.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I don't mind him as depth. Good org depth guy.
No,
this
is a knock on Josh Winkowski. Brian, it's a fair question, but nobody has an answer, including, by the way, Alex Cora, who's been asked about it a couple times.
All right, thank you.
All right, man, we're off to a good start. And I feel good like we made history. We made like Nick Kurtz history, in case people don't know.
More history than Nick Kurtz.
More history than interview. Nick Kurtz. I mean,
big interview.
With a big interview, yeah. Yes. I mean, people will look back at these couple days and they'll remember. Actually, they'll look back at yesterday And the way I remember it for a couple of things. It's Nick Kurtz having 19 total bases, hitting four home runs, going 6-for-6. In case you don't know, Nick Kurtz was the A's fourth pick in the draft last year. And he is the first baseman for them. He had a good day, a historic day. And then also they'll remember it for the John Henry interview. Anything else we'll remember yesterday for? What else will we remember yesterday for?
What will we remember?
Bueller getting his World Series ring. That was a nice moment. Anything else? No, we're moving on. We're moving on. Those are the three things.
I wonder if I thought about Josh Winkowski yesterday at all. I wonder if he popped.
Oh, you know what? In fair, like the Fenway worker strike. We'll remember that.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about that too. Because I was not, I could give you my perspective of it, but I was not amongst the people yesterday in the stands. And people can call up to tell us how it went, how that vibe was. I mean, it is amazing. It was that Friday. Those Friday nights are awesome anyway. And then when you get a fan base like the Dodgers coming in, it's awesome anyway. And then you throw in the chaos that is a strike. And then you throw in a John Henry interview. Boy, there's a lot to talk about. 617-779-7937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Back up. There you go. Attaboy, Jacob. Attaboy.
What did you play last year? I don't even know.
I was like in the zone. All I was thinking about was my John Henry.
Anticipation was crazy.
By the way, when I was interviewing, did we do this, Jacob? If you get a chance, can we play the John Henry interview with Ace of Spades in the background?
You're not gonna be able to hear him.
I mean, very, very softly. Maybe can we do that? Is that physically possible?
The perspective, just like how you feel heading into it, how you guys are positioned.
I have a lot of faith in what Craig and the organization is doing.
Woo! I mean, come on!
If that doesn't get you fired up for the trade deadline, I think we hit the sweet spots. Sometimes you mix two things together and you don't know how it's going to work. And I just mixed together the John Henry exclusive interview with Ace of Spades, and it shot us into the trade deadline like a rocket launcher. Oh, my goodness. That was so great.
My God, yeah.
Thank you, Jacob. Great job.
There's one word I'd use to describe John Henry. It's enthusiastic.
Oh.
You know how there's like points of inflection in a season that jumpstart a team?
Yes.
This might be one of those.
This is it.
This might be it.
We honestly need a name for it. We need a name for, like, remember when that happened, which is the John Henry Ace of Spades interview. That's what it is. It's the John Henry Ace of Spades.
John Henry the Ace.
Can we do, how about, if I'm going to test, I don't expect it now, but maybe in the next hour, with John Henry interview with Lunatic Fringe in the background of it, right?
With what?
Lunatic Fringe. I'm trying to think of like songs that get me pumped up.
What's Lunatic Fringe?
I was going to say from the movie Vision Quest, but you have no idea.
No, I've never heard of it.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, distrust me. Trust me.
Big trust.
All right, Gordo, we promised that you would give a list because people like lists.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How about this? I'll give you the list of the rental starters. There's probably more, but the others that I didn't list are probably bad. So I'll give you the list here.
Is it long? I don't want it to be too long.
It's all right. Okay. You tell me how many guys on this list Red Sox fans would be excited to see them.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. Sammy, you say first after each one, and I'll say after you.
Okay, we'll go one by one.
Yeah.
All right. Merrill Kelly.
Yes, I think Red Sox fans
would be excited. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
I agree. Zach Gallen.
Yes.
Yes.
I think yes too, but I'd be hesitant.
No.
Personally. Seth Lugo.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree. Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
I want to write a poem about him.
Let's my number go. One guy.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah, we play the same video game. That's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
They do.
Personal reasons.
So far, 4-4. Five.
Now is the borderline. We'll see. Adrian Hauser.
No.
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 I don't think that's fair, but you asked me, will Red Sox...
Yeah, it's a
I don't think
question.
That's borderline.
Here's the litmus test. Does Wiggy know who Adrian Hauser is?
No. No way.
No. No.
I think they'd be mad, actually. I don't think they'd be like, Adrian Hauser. I think fans would be pissed.
They would be mad.
I genuinely think there is no,
No.
Like, I feel like it's either I like it or...
Well,
I
mean, what they would I do, have the what you'd do is that everyone would run to Baseball Reference, right? And what they do is that they would ignore what he did this year and look at, I think he was DFA this year, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's DFA.
Like, Met Legend.
Yes, Matt. Yeah, Matt. You know what he
does? Also, he throws up.
Ah, you took the words out of
my mouth. Oh, he's on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
He's been on the podcast. He's been on the Baseballs and Boring podcast.
We need some of that. That's so human. Like, who hasn't?
No,
been like,
if
oh,
you go, go, Baseballs and Boring had the podcast. Courtney Finnegan did the interview with him, and he explained exactly the whole thing why he throws up. And since then, he's thrown up again. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, I got two more for you here. Charlie Morton.
That's the meh. That's the middle.
No.
I think no, though. No.
I think people are going to be
people
upset.
People say no.
People will say no. We will say meh.
I will say yes.
You will say yes because he's a
great talker.
Yeah, he's
that's
yeah.
the
he's got the orange
the
shirt,
middle.
Right?
What?
He's got the orange BBIB shirt, right?
He's got multiple.
His multiple shirts.
He when he was with the Braves, he got the white and red one,
oh,
and then he also has true. The orange
and
Orioles colors.
We could finally introduce him to Christian Campbell.
Oh, true.
Remember, Christian Campbell had no clue who
well,
he was.
Maybe not.
We could make it.
Anyway, go ahead.
Bring him back.
All right, last one.
Fun game.
Chris Paddock.
Oh.
No.
So, okay, we said the fans.
Oh, can I give you, like.
I got one.
Oh, these are rentals.
These are rentals. There's others.
I got a rental.
Who?
Aaron Civale.
No.
God.
Andrew Heaney.
How about Andrew Heaney? No. Eric Fetty. No.
DFA.
It's James Paxton.
No, he's better. He's better than James Paxton was.
James Paxton.
He's also younger. He's like 10 years younger.
The fact that it's a conversation means no.
He had a 3.5 ERA and then had 5 starts. That's what's done it for his season. 5 starts.
All right,
but not good. But that was you guys said yes to 4 names. Four rentals. That
tell me the names again that we said yes to.
You said yes. We all agreed with every one of these: Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen, Seth Lugo, Dylan Cease.
Okay.
How many of those guys are even going to get traded?
The rentals? All of them?
No. Of those 4 names. Because I keep hearing, like Buster Olney was saying yesterday, the Diamondbacks may not trade both of those guys.
I think that's what I was saying. This is what I was saying weeks ago, Gordo. They're not going to be able to make it through the season.
But they have no arms. He was saying like they would sell, but still maybe try to go for. Like I don't get that.
If you're trading
Josh Naylor, why not? We did
the podcast with Mike Hazen on last Friday, and he won. They swept a series, and I mistakenly texted him after the third game. I said, hey, the BIB bump is real. And he said, how dare you say, he said this in much spicier words, but don't do that. Like, what are you doing? And the next thing you know, they got swept.
Ugh.
The next thing you know, they're trading, you know, guys.
But that Diamondbacks team, if you look at their roster, they legitimately might not be able to have enough arms to survive a season if they trade all their reps.
So I want
Eric Fetty then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, honestly, like, if you get a guy like Charlie Morton or something, fine, and then get somebody else. That's fine. Yeah. Get somebody else.
If Charlie Morton is going to be the arm, you need to have a move this deadline that gets Red Sox fans at least modestly excited.
What I want to talk about after the break is the question that I brought up, which I said there is nobody in the Red Sox minor league system which I wouldn't trade. And then, as I said, you guys would agree with me, that isn't always the case when we get to the deadline, right?
Correct.
Certainly not.
Actually, it's almost never the case. But the way that they're positioned right now is that they're kind of in the sweet spot where you have guys of value, but there's nobody where you say, absolutely, you can't trade them. Am I wrong?
No, I agree.
All right, well, let's discuss that.
I've got an interesting one to talk about.
All right, and also I do want to hear from people who was at the game last night about the strike, about how that affected the game experience, how that's going. And listen, I want to hear from the people. 617-779-7937. Also, if any songs that we can find that is going to really do justice to the John Henry exclusive interview that we can play in the background of that will get us fired up. Ace of Spades is a no-brainer.
Iron Man.
I said Lunatic Fringe.
I got one. Do the intro to Down with the Sickness.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, can we do that one?
That is so good, yes.
All right. Okay, all right. There's a lot to get to. We're on until 3 o'clock all the way up into Travis Thomas. That leads to Joe Weil of the pregame show. That leads to Will Fleming and Mike Monaco on the call. What a day. It's a glorious day. Tweet at us where you're listening from, at Bradfo, at BB is a boring, at Play Tassie, at Boss Sports Gordo, at
Heap Hammer 94.
Anyway, just tweet us where you're listening from. What a day to be alive. Yesterday was a momentous day. Today is going to be even more momentous, and the next hour is going to be the signature moment of it all. All right, be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.